Personal Finance Simplified with The Citizen.
Here's what to expect in terms of giving birth at a private hospital and paying for it out of your own pocket. There is a perception that you don't have to pay when you give birth at a public hospital. If you have a job, you have to pay. The only instance in which you wouldn't be allowed to pay at a hospital is like under like very provable circumstances that like you can't afford to pay that.
My name is Kay Sanisha. I'm a journalist at The Citizen, and I gave birth a year and 6 months ago. My situation was that I had like a permanent job, which I currently do have, which also I feel gave me room to save up for some of the things I needed. I had previously been saving for additional things that I need in my life, so I had a bit of a nest egg built up, so that was financially my situation. I unfortunately got to know my gynae quite late in my pregnancy journey, and by late I mean like past 20 weeks, which is considered late in terms of stuff like that. But immediately upon the first meeting, he did give me like a breakdown of costs, just so I was able to plan ahead and not have to handle everything in terms of a lump sum, because not everything comes in a lump sum. You pay the doctor, the gynae who's going to deliver your kid, for the delivery. That's excluding your monthly visits. You pay the anesthesiologist in the event that you need a C-section. You pay the hospital fee, which is separate from the gynae's fee, for you to use their facilities, and that includes like assistance from the nurses, the food that they give you during your stay, and to cover your stay if you need to stay for a set amount of days. An estimate amount would be 70,000 rand in total for a C-section birth. There's 25k for the hospital, depending on the facilities. You know, there are many facilities in South Africa where people can give birth. Regular checkups from your doctor, your monthly prenatal vitamins, which could go up to like rounding off 300 bucks. And your diet also needs to change in the lead up to that. And that's excluding buying stuff for the baby. People should never skip on doctor's checkups if they can help it. You never know what's going on the inside, and only a professional would be able to tell you that. If you truly, truly can't afford it, you could try to go the public clinic route, which you're not charged for those visits at like a public clinic. But what you don't get is things like a scan for your baby. Those are things you'd have to pay out of pocket if you're going like the clinic route.
Get an expert opinion on consumer issues. Consumer Finance, Work and Small Business in The Citizen every Monday. It's Personal Finance Simplified.